So when deciding a topic to discuss at the shmuz, I usually like to look around and see what's going on in yeshiva to see a topic that would try and relate to as many guys as possible, which is sometimes hard because, especially at this point in the year, a lot of guys are holding in different places. So I try to come up with a topic that relates to everyone. I hope this does. Anybody familiar with the Marvelous Midos Machine? Okay. So in the Marvelous Midos Machine, basically what happens is he has this tool, this machine that is able to detect different things that happen throughout the world when people are not acting with good midos, and then he tries to save them from those situations. So in the most recent Marvelous Midos Machine, which I think came out something like 7-8 years ago, something like that, there's an interesting story that happens. And basically, most of them are about like someone's jealous or lacking achdus, or they're not dressing nicely and it's about being a mensch, different topics like that. But then what happens is they get this alert and there are these boys that are sitting down and eating breakfast. And then they say, Abba, we're going to play soccer now. We have to hurry. And the father says, oh, but didn't you forget something? And the boys say, oh, you're right, you're right. You know, we forgot to put on suntan lotion. Father says, no, no, boys, you forgot to bench. And they say, okay, Abba, and they sit down and they start to bench. And then, all of a sudden, the siren goes off. And we're trying to figure out what happened. What did they do wrong? They're benching. That's better than a lot of people. So why is this all of a sudden, this siren going off? And so this boy figures out that the reason the siren is going off is because even though they were benching, pay attention, they're benching, it wouldn't stand out to most of us, myself included, but they're benching like this. That's the noise that you hear on the CD. And so what's pointed out is that they're benching, but there's something missing in the benching. They're lacking a hislavus. They're lacking an enthusiasm and an excitement in the benching. And so a song starts to play, which I will not sing, but I will read the words to you and just pay attention to the words. I apologize. You'll get distracted if I sing. Every mitzvah is an act so fine, a law from the Eibishter that helps to be divine. A gift from Hashem whose Torah says, V'chai behem, allowing your neshama to sparkle and to shine. Do a mitzvah with special brent. Shabbos, Yom Tov, any time, it doesn't matter when. A gift from Hashem whose Torah says, V'chai behem, gives life to your neshama. Let it sparkle, let it shine. Hislahavus, let davening excite you. Hislahavus, a bracha should delight you. Lulav matzah sukkah, do mitzvah filled with ava. Do mitzvah filled with simcha. They are the ratzon of Hashem. Let Chanukah fulfill you. Let Shabbos Kodesh thrill you. Lulav matzah sukkah are only hard until you do mitzvahs filled with ava. Do mitzvahs filled with simcha. These mitzvahs are the ratzon of Hashem. So let's all show our tachlis, and our goal is to do the mitzvahs with fire in our soul. They are gifts from Hashem. Each in its own way will make us whole. Then the boys get the message and they start davening, they start benching with some emotion and with some feeling. This is something that many of us lack. Many of us lack in our avodas Hashem in general. And this is what I want to discuss. Doing mitzvos, davening, learning, everything in our avodas Hashem with a fire. So the reason I started with a bit of a rikud is because sometimes if you're not feeling it in your avodas Hashem, you're davening, you're not able to have enthusiasm in your davening. You're not having enthusiasm in your learning. But for many people, dancing is automatically brings enthusiasm, and especially when other people around you are singing, and that song in particular gets people excited for whatever reason. So when you're feeling it in the dancing, so you could then use that enthusiasm that you have in the dancing to see, look, you know, Avodas Hashem can have this effort and this excitement and this enthusiasm in it, and that's what we're going to discuss. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Ben Azai used to say, you should run to do mitzvos. Run to do mitzvos. Run to the Beis Medrash. Show enthusiasm. You're even allowed to run, even though you can't run on Shabbos. You can run on Shabbos to go daven, because we want to show that we can run to do mitzvos. It's exciting. There was someone who I was talking to who told me that he did for a certain tkufa. Whenever he would wake up, he would do it. He would just jump out of bed. He would jump out of bed right away because he wanted to show that enthusiasm. I've seen guys running to the Beis Medrash from here, running up the steps, running. It's not because they're worried about getting there late. It's because they want to have that enthusiasm when they're going to do mitzvos, because it breeds more of an excitement, and it's not just going through the motions. Ben Azai has an interesting shita elsewhere. You're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. Yes, we all know that outside of an Erev, you're not allowed to carry. Can't carry Dalet Amos. Ben Azai has an interesting shita where he says that walking is like standing in your place. Halachically, obviously not physically, but halachically, when you walk, each time you take a step, it's like you stopped. So Tosos asks, well, if that's the case, that each time you take a step, it's like you stopped, then how do you ever have a case of someone carrying Dalet Amos in Rishus HaRabim? You're never carrying Dalet Amos without stopping first. You're always going to be stopping every step you take. Tosos asks, how is it possible? So Tosos answers, it must be, it's talking about when you jump Dalet Amos. When you jump Dalet Amos, that's when you're going to have such a case. So let's say 7 feet, 3 inches. So, I don't know, when I was in high school, we had this presidential test to pass, and we had to do a horizontal jump. I don't remember how long it was, but I assume 7 feet. You could jump 7 feet like this if you rock back and forth and then you jump. So that's the case that you would have where you'd be chayav for carrying an Rishus HaRabim. So ask Rabbi Akiva Iger, I don't understand. We have a concept by shofar on Shabbos. Why don't we blow the shofar on Shabbos? Because you might come to carry Dalet Amos to ask your Rebbe, hey, is this shofar kosher? Why don't we shake the lulav on Shabbos? Because you might come to carry the lulav, say, hey, is this kosher? So the whole reason that we don't blow the shofar on Shabbos is because of Gzera, you might come to carry the shofar on Shabbos. But the only way it's going to be usher is if you jump with the shofar on Shabbos. So we're making, according to Ben Azai, we're making a gzeira, don't carry the shofar on Shabbos, because we're afraid you're going to jump with the shofar, Dalet Amos. We don't make gzeiras in such an uncommon case. How could it be that we're not going to blow the shofar on Shabbos because we're afraid someone's going to jump Dalet Amos with the shofar? Ask Rabbi Akiva Iger. So Rabbi Akiva Iger had a grandson who became Hasidish. Story behind it, you could ask another time, but his grandson of Leibel Eger became Hasidish. At one time, Rabbi Akiva Iger went to go meet with his grandson of Leibel Eger. Rabbi Akiva Iger was not Hasidish. And he asked Rav Leibel Eger this kasha. And Rav Leibel Eger responded, I don't understand. For you, that might be a question. But for me, someone's going to ask their Rebbe, a shaila, about how to perform a mitzvah. Of course they're going to jump. Of course they're going to jump when they're going to do mitzvahs. Every time they go to do a mitzvah, they're going to be jumping with joy and enthusiasm to go perform this mitzvah. It's not an uncommon thing to jump for almost in a Rishus HaRabim if you're going to do a mitzvah. All my Hasidic friends are going to do that. That's what we do when we're going to do a mitzvah. And that's why it's not crazy to say that they would make such a gzera. And that was Leibel Eger's answer to this question. So we're not going to jump, most likely. We probably won't be jumping on our way to shul to blow the shofar. That's okay. Any mitzvah that we do, we probably won't literally be jumping up and down. But we should understand that that's the emotion that we're supposed to have when we're going to perform mitzvos. It changes the performance of mitzvos when we have this enthusiasm, this excitement about going to perform mitzvos. And the truth is that we're all creatures of habit. And usually that's a good thing. That's what we tell you guys. You need to have a schedule. You need to have a schedule that you stick to. If you don't have a schedule, you're going to have this free time. You're going to end up wasting it. You're not going to use it wisely. We tell you to be creatures of habit. It's a good idea. Usually it's a really good idea. But the problem is when we become creatures of habit that we end up doing things by rote. And it's not with excitement. And when we daven 3 times a day, it's like every time someone says to you, hey, would you wake up in the morning if there was a Super Bowl? Yeah, but if it was a Super Bowl every morning, I probably wouldn't wake up because then it wouldn't be the Super Bowl anymore. It's easy for me to wake up right away when it's this one-time thing that's exciting. But when it's every day doing the same thing, even if I'm doing it, how do you expect me to have this passion and this excitement and this enthusiasm in doing the mitzvahs if I'm doing the same thing every single day of my life? So on the one hand, being a creature of habit is good, but sometimes it leads to us not doing the mitzvos with passion and emotion. And we don't even think about Hashem when we're performing the mitzvos. We're davening, and we don't even think about the fact that we're talking to Hashem when we're davening. We're making brachas, and nobody thinks about the fact that we're making brachas to Hashem, because we're just doing the things that we're supposed to do, that we've been doing day in and day out. I once heard from Rabbi Yisrael Kamenetsky, from DRS, he quoted Rabbi Blachman, who explained, there's a concept called aseh docheh lo saseh. A mitzvah saseh overpowers a lo saseh. And the Ramban says, it's because an aseh is avas Hashem, and a lo saseh is yiras Hashem. And avas Hashem beats yiras Hashem. It said Rabbi Blachman, we see from here, that a mitzvah saseh is supposed to lead us to avas Hashem. And when we don't do lo saseh, when we withhold ourselves from violating averas, that's supposed to lead us to Yiras Hashem. But for so many of us, it doesn't do that. We daven, I put on tzitzis, I put on tefillin every day. And I don't even, did I even put on tefillin today? I must have, because I do it every day. It's like, you know, when you drive to school, those of you that drove to school senior year, so you probably could have done it with your eyes closed at a certain point. Some of you might have done it similar to your eyes closed at a certain point, but you could have driven to school with your eyes closed because you just do it by nature and it's so easy for you. So that happens with our performance of mitzvahs also. Yeah, of course I put on my tefillin today because I put on my tefillin every day. Did you say a bracha? I assume I said a bracha. Do I remember saying a bracha? Probably not. Did I think about why I'm putting on the tefillin? Maybe. Did I think about Hashem when I put on tefillin? Very unlikely. So that's what happens when we put on our tefillin every single day. We're doing these mitzvahs every day. The mitzvahs, I say, no longer bring us to that Avas Hashem that it's supposed to. So how do we make it that the mitzvah brings us to Avas Hashem? How is it supposed to do that? How is a mitzvah supposed to bring us to Avas Hashem? So one possibility is if we learn more about the concept of Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. Learning more about these concepts of what it means to love Hashem, what it means to have awe of Hashem, that will allow the mitzvahs to transfer into that Avas Hashem and that Yiras Hashem. Because if we try to improve in those areas, then it changes who we are. It's like we say by davening. How could it be that I daven for something, there was a gzeira against me, and now I daven and it goes away? How is that possible? Well, because when I daven, it changes who I am. I'm not that person anymore. It's the same thing with this. When we learn about Avas Hashem, we learn Svarim that talk about Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. And if you want recommendations, you can ask any of your rabbeim. They'll be happy to share with you. Hebrew books, English books, plenty has been written about what it means to have a real relation with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So then the mitzvos that we've been doing by rote for so long will then have more meaning to it. How else do we give meaning to mitzvos? By understanding why we do them. Now, does that mean that if we don't understand them, we don't do it? No, of course not. That's not who we are. We're going to do it anyway, because that's what we're supposed to do. But we want to do it because we understand why we do it. And if we understand why we're doing things, then it'll be a lot more meaningful. Because when I'm putting on tefillin, I'll no longer be thinking about nothing at all, which is what most of us are thinking about when we're putting on our tefillin. Right? Anybody? Okay. So most of us aren't thinking about anything when we put on our tefillin, because whatever reason. So instead, we'll be thinking about the reasons behind the mitzvah of tefillin. Whatever it may be, which we'll learn about when we put on our tzitzis. We'll think about, oh, this is to remind me that I'm supposed to do mitzvahs all day. Even when you put on your yarmulke, which isn't even a mitzvah, putting on your yarmulke, if you understand why you do it, so then you're more likely to do those things because it leads to a connection with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. To understand why we do the things that we do is very important in being able to stop us from just doing things day after day without any emotion whatsoever. Pasuk by Bahaloscha says, Vayas Kein Aharon Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. Aaron did what Hashem told Moshe to do. And Rashi comments, most of you don't know yet because we're not up to that in Shnai Mikra. Maybe if you're Shana Bet, you might have done it in Bahaloscha. But Rashi comments, it means that he didn't change. Lahagit Shivcho Shaloshina. He didn't do anything differently than he was supposed to do. Why in the world would you think that Aaron would do something different than he was supposed to do? This is Aaron we're talking about. Of course he's not going to do something. You or I, okay, it's praise if you say that we did everything Hashem told us to do. Aaron's going to be praised for not straying from what Hashem said? Of course he's going to do what Hashem said to do. So some say, well, you know, Aaron's a big Talmud Chacham, so maybe he would have thought he knew better. But we'd rather not go in that direction because it doesn't help us with the point that I'm trying to make. The Sfas Emes says, a different shot. The Sfas Emes says that whenever you start a mitzvah, there's a hislavus to it, there's an excitement to it. Everyone always talks about bar mitzvah, but I still remember my first day putting on tefillin. I remember a guy came over to me, make this joke in my shir all the time, but mitzvah Shem, you'll all get engaged at the right time, and some older person will come over to you and say, good luck, buddy, you don't know what you're getting yourself into. And then you have a kid, and someone says, oh boy, good luck, kids. So why people do that, I don't know. But when I put on tefillin for the first time, I remember a guy came over to me and said, you got him every morning for the rest of your life now. So maybe that's why it stuck with me. But I remember putting on tefillin for the first time, and there's an excitement when you're putting on tefillin for the first time. Whether you're thinking about the reason you do the mitzvah or not, there's an excitement when you do the mitzvah for the first time. But then you do it every day, that excitement starts to wear off. But Aaron HaKohen, every time he would light the menorah, says the Sfas Emes, he did it with the same excitement. That's the pshat in Lahagid Shivcho Shelo Shina. But even Aaron HaKohen was warned, Al Yavo B'chol Eis El HaKodesh. You can't come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim anytime you want. Because even a place like the Kodesh HaKadoshim, if you go into it every day, even the holiness of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the excitement will wear off. And we see the same thing with this emotion, this excitement by Pesach Sheni. These people said, why should we be left out? How many of us would say that? How many of us would say, oh man, I can't do this mitzvah today. I'm not feeling well. I'm not feeling well. I can't do the mitzvah today. I don't have to get up today. No, this time, I'm really not feeling well. As someone texted me, not feeling well, like really sick. Oh, Fouke every other time when he's just not feeling well as an excuse. But either way, we see that, you know, us, we have this like, you know, sometimes, okay, I can't do the mitzvah. Oh, Hashem, I'm sorry, I can't do the mitzvah. Sorry. Really? Are you? You're excited more than if you were doing the mitzvah. But these people, Pesach Sheni, they say, why should we be left out? We want to do mitzvos. And when they did the mitzvah, and the mitzvah was made for them, think about the enthusiasm, the excitement that they had. Mitzvah shouldn't be viewed as a burden. It shouldn't be viewed as something that we have to do. Even something that if we don't do, we'll get punished for it. That's not a great relationship. Mitzvah should be done because we feel a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu and we're excited about it. We're enthusiastic about it. You look at kids. Kids that are raised with an excitement of mitzvahs, they're so excited. Look at a kid lighting the menorah. Oh, my kids all fighting over who's going to go first. I want to go first. I want to go first. I want to hold the candle myself. So it's such an excitement to doing a mitzvah as opposed to being able to say, I have lit the candles. I daven mincha already. I think they say that from, I don't want to say the Rav because I don't know, but I think they say it from the Rav. I would have rather have, the Jews of America would have rather have davened, right? That's what they say, that they would have rather davened than actually davened. To be able to say, oh look, I davened already, good, oh, I davened. Not feeling the excitement about actually davening, to bring it to Hanukkah. How many of your parents light Neros Hanukkah? Hopefully everyone, great. How many of you consider yourselves Talmidei Chachamim? Okay, so that doesn't make sense, right? Because as Rav Ripper told us already, at the Chanukah Masiba, the Gemara says, Haraga b'ner, havim leibanim talmidei chachamim. So, I don't understand. Your parents are lighting the menorah, Shabbos candles, how come you're all not talmidei chachamim yet? So, the Meiri says that it doesn't mean stam. It doesn't mean stam light the menorah. Haraga b'ner derech chivav mitzvah, v'hisorarus mefursemes. Now, I'm not calling out your parents. There could be other reasons that it might not have happened. I wasn't calling out your parents in particular. I was saying many people fulfill this mitzvah, and yet not everyone else made the chachamim. And even if you do it the right way, maybe you guys just ruin it somehow, and it's your fault, not your parents' fault. But either way, exactly, to become those tamid chachamim. But either way, it's not a simple trick. It's not a simple trick of, you light the menorah, your kids become Talmidei Chachamim. Meiri says you light the menorah with hislavus, with hisorarus, with an excitement, with a simcha. That's going to have an effect. A lot of people talk about a lot of different kavanas that you could have when you're lighting the menorah, sitting for 2 hours after lighting a menorah, whatever it may be. But when the Yisod Rosh Chodesh Avodah was asked what kavana we should have, he said, yes, I know the Arizal has a lot of kavanas, and maybe you should try and have them, but the standard man should not be trying to have those kavanas. Rather, lahoros levilti aso ses mitzvah Hashem Elokeinu kemitzvah shanashim ilomda. Just make sure not to do the mitzvah just like everybody, okay, done. Lo yasa osa below leiv. Ela yasa osa besimcha tzuma. Do it with an excitement. Chazon Ish was once asked, I got a job, and I have to move to a place where I'm going to be able to keep mitzvos. I'm going to be able to keep halacha. I'm going to be able to. But it's going to cause a bit of krirus in my avodas Hashem. A bit of coldness in my avodas Hashem. I won't have the same excitement in my avodas Hashem. How he knew? Different story. But that was the question. And the Chazon Ish answered, krirus in avodas Hashem is yeharing the al yavur. Did he mean it literally? I don't know. But still, he said it, and that's a big deal. That krirus in avodas Hashem, if you have a coldness, you don't have an excitement in your avodas Hashem, putting yourself in that situation, you should give up your life instead of falling into that situation. Because avodas Hashem, without an excitement, there's something missing there, and it's going to cause you to enjoy it less. No one wants you walking around like this all the time. Yes, I'm going to shir. Yes, I'm going to daven. When sometimes people complain, oh, that guy, he's not who he used to be. He's not who he used to be. They mean because he's just dragging himself around. You're not supposed to. Hashem doesn't want you dragging yourself around. Hashem doesn't want it to be a burden for you. That's not what he wants. He wants you to feel a relationship with him where you want to do those things and you're excited about it. That's what he wants. Not to just do mitzvos just because. That's who he brings it from. Melech Biderman brings from the Chida that we saw in the Parsha previously, that the Sarha Ofim, when the Sarha Ofim had his dream, so how did Yosef know what the dream meant? How did he figure that out? So the Chida explains it's pretty simple with a mashal. A guy draws a picture of a man with a basket of bread on his head. He draws a picture, and birds come and start trying to peck at the bread. So everyone around says, wow, what an amazing artist. Look at that amazing artist. He drew such real bread that birds are coming to peck at it. The smarter guy standing there says, no, he's not a good artist. If he was such a good artist, then the man that he drew would look even more real, and the birds would never even come close to the bread because they'd be scared of the man that's going to shoo them away. So he's not really a good artist. So said the Chida, the same thing over here. Yosef saw that if the birds are going to peck at the bread, that means that the Sar HaOfim, who is there, is like a nothing. He's already a dead man. And Rav Mailech extends it to Halakas Neiros. That if you're lighting the Neiros on Kemitzas Anashim Melumda, where you're just doing it, you have the fire there, you're lighting the menorah, but the person that's lighting it is like a dead man? He's like a dead man? He has nothing inside of him? No excitement to him? So then, we wouldn't say it's meaningless, but it's lacking tremendously. You're lacking tremendously. There has to be excitement and hislavus in our performance of Avodas Hashem. And we have many times that we can see this throughout the day. Many times to see this throughout the day. You wake up in the morning. Waking up is hard. It's hard. It's hard for everyone. It's hard to wake up. Everyone likes sleep. And I think I've mentioned this to people before, but if you're doing things right, then you will be tired for the rest of your life. Everyone I ask in life tells me they're tired. They're always tired. Everyone's tired because life is about doing things. And if you're sleeping all the time, you still might be tired, as we've seen with certain people. But you're not going to be accomplishing. You're not going to be doing what you're supposed to be doing when you're alive. So of course you're going to be tired. Everyone's tired. It's hard for everyone to wake up. But when you feel an excitement and an hislavus in your Avodas Hashem, when you create that excitement, then it's so much easier to get up. When you're excited to do what you're doing that day, it's so much easier to get up. When you go to daven, to think about why you're davening beforehand, to think about why you're putting on the tefillin beforehand, to create an excitement and not just saying words just because you have to say them, like you have a deal with God. Hashem, please, I'm going to do what you tell me to do. Just don't hurt me. Just don't hurt me. I'll do whatever you tell me to do. You want me to say these words? I'll say these words. Fine. I'll say these words. Just don't hurt me, please. That's not what we want. And that's not what Hashem wants either. We want an excitement. I want to say these words. I want to daven to you. I'm so excited for it. And then I'm going to go to breakfast. And when I make a bracha, I'm going to make a bracha. And I'm going to think about the bracha that I'm making. That I'm saying this bracha because I'm asking Hashem permission for this food, and I'm eating now, and I'm sitting with my friends. I'm excited to be sitting with my friends, that we're working together towards a common goal of getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Chas V'Shalom. I would never try and pull my friend away from that and say to him, hey, what are you doing? That's not exciting. Want me to show you that's something really exciting? Come, I have some stuff you've just got to try. That's a line from a commercial from the old days, but either way. So that real excitement, you want your friends to join you in that excitement. So you get everyone excited about the things that you're doing. Look, this is awesome. This is amazing. Look what we're doing. We're doing what we're on earth for. Isn't it crazy? Isn't it crazy that we're all in this together? We have a great chevra of people working towards getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is why we were created in the first place. Why did Hashem need to create us? Rav Schechter didn't know. I certainly don't know. But once He's created us, we're here to work towards getting closer to Him. And we should have an excitement that we do that together. And then when we finish breakfast, we're going to run to Seder because we're so excited to go to Pre-Shir and to learn. That's why we're here. We're here this year to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should be excited about that and show that excitement. Our conversations with our friends, our conversations with Rebbeim, there should be an excitement in what we're doing. A smile. A smile. You have to smile and be excited about what you're doing. If when you're sitting there and learning with your chavrusa, you're dead, that's not what we want. We want happiness. We want excitement. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants people to feel emotion in their Avodas Hashem. Bring excitement and your emotion to it. Can you imagine what it would be like if we were as passionate in the Beis Medrash as we were when we fill in the blank and whatever works for you? I don't know. You're a fantasy football guy, so when you're every game, and it's not just the championship, every game your passion shows, oh my gosh, how's my guy doing? Oh my gosh, oh, and the conversation, oh yeah, yeah, but what do you think about this trade? What do you think about that trade? And like you see the face, there's such an excitement when people are talking about it. Or you're going to see a movie that's kosher. Anybody have one?
Frozen 2.
No. Okay. You're going to see that movie about the snail that's really, really fast.
Turbo.
Turbo. Going to see Turbo. And like, I heard Turbo's coming out. I'm so excited for Turbo to come out. This is unbelievable. Guys want to come? Not during Seder? This is going to be awesome. We're going to watch Turbo, a completely kosher movie. This is so exciting. Can you imagine if we have that same excitement to go to whatever movie you're going to, bring it into Beis Medrash, and not just you, but every guy together with such an excitement and enthusiasm to be able to fulfill the Ratzon Hashem. Can you imagine what that would be like if everyone was on the same page with this? To take that same passion that we have towards whatever it is that we've always had a passion for, which is why it's easy for us to have a passion for it, because we've always had that passion, and to be able to feel that same emotion in our Avodas Hashem all together. It would be an amazing thing, and it would make what each and every one of you is trying to do here to get closer to the Ratzon Hashem and understanding what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from you and fulfilling your tafkid in life so much easier when we're all working together with enthusiasm and excitement. And that's the fire of Chanukah. The fire of Chanukah is supposed to bring us to have that excitement. So we start with Arika, because for a lot of people, Arika does that. Everyone looking around at each other. If we had a big circle, and I was the only guy that was singing, and I was like, guys, let's go, let's go. First of all, I would have been really embarrassed. I took a risk on that. But it would be meaningless. It would be pointless. It's only exciting because, like, when other people aren't negative, and everyone else is like, oh, this could be geschmack, let's do this, let's do this. And then everyone's singing, and everyone's excited. When everyone's enjoying something together and excited about something together, it makes it so much easier and so much more geschmack. So whatever we do it, whether it be through learning Svarim about Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, understanding more what it means to have a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, understanding more why we do the things that we do, even though we're going to do them anyway, even if we don't understand. But the tam of the mitzvah leads us more towards an excitement towards the mitzvahs. So whatever our entrance is to having a passion and having excitement and enthusiasm in our Avodas Hashem, we should make that our goal to be able to accomplish that so that we could all work together towards being the best Avdei Hashem that we could be.